Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Master outdoor cooking this summer with the Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook, the inspiring and practical new guide from Stephen Rinella, host of the Meat Eater podcast and television show. With over 100 recipes for meat, fish, poultry, and game birds, accompanied by lush photography and easy-to-follow tips, the Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook is the ultimate guide to open-air cooking. Whether you've hunted the ingredients yourself or foraged them from the supermarket, because food just tastes better when it's caught, cooked, and eaten outside. The Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook by Stephen Rinella is available now.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gaines scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them Gaines scent beads. Try Gaines scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We always like the sexier storylines, the more dramatic storylines. We prefer to watch train wrecks. Ooh, here's a good way to describe it. You'll understand right away.
Here's Amy Lawrence.
According to the engineer, Justin tells us that you are, in fact, hearing commercial breaks. Colton's not hearing commercial breaks. I'm not hearing commercial breaks, so we're just going to wing it. We may or may not be talking over your commercial breaks at some point during the show because he doesn't have any computer guide in there to tell him which break is airing and how much time is left in the break and all that jazz. So I don't know if it'll be smooth, but I do know that we will continue on the air. And we're getting a bunch of your tweets from all over the place. Thank you so much. Even saw one from New Hampshire, which makes me happy. Sean says he's listening on the SiriusXM Infinity Sports Network station, and the show sounds fine. Oh, see, there's the problem. Fine is the bane of my existence. Fine? Fine is average. Fine is not memorable. I either need to be terrible or terrific. I can't be fine. Whenever I ask my mom after she's listened to an interview or some segment I did on the air that I sent to her for her listening pleasure, she will write back to me and tell me what she thinks. And her first inclination is, it was fine. And then she knows how much I hate that, so she amends it and uses a different adjective. Getting a lot of your responses in about where are you and how are you listening. Michael says there have been issues worldwide. Worldwide? And how does Michael know? Wait, is he one of the engineers who right now is on the Zoom call? So what did Justin tell you about the group think with the engineers? What's going on right now at 3 o'clock in the morning local time, which of course is just now midnight on the West Coast. What'd he say?
Yeah, there's some fancy term that he said that is down. He goes, that's the problem. I guess that is what.
So you don't know the term?
No, I don't know the term.
It didn't ring a bell?
I don't know where he pulled it up. No, of course, it does not ring a bell. Am I an engineer? No.
But he did say that all of the engineers right now are on a Zoom call.
I heard him when he was in here.
Really?
He had his phone up to his ear, and he goes, they're talking about that now. I'm like, okay. He goes, yeah, so I'll get back to you. I'll probably be here till midnight tonight trying to figure this out, so. Sounds like this is, and again, I told you, we had people calling from Pittsburgh, a guy in radio
Cleveland,
station in Pittsburgh.
Yep. Right, and a guy in Cleveland indicated that there is an issue.
Big time problem. So okay. I went over to the fan studio, all the black, their screens are all black. I'm like, how are you playing breaks? That for over there, like they have a sheet of like what every break is. So, but the problem is he's going to run into a point where they're all stacked and what are you playing? So I don't know what they're doing over there. Mm. I don't know what everyone's doing.
Colton, in his anxious energy right now, just told you a lot of stuff that you probably don't understand. But the Fan is our New York affiliate. They're also in the same building with us on the same floor, 10th floor, 345 Hudson Street, New York, New York. And if you want to send flowers. And they are right now dealing with the same issue down the hallway. And we know this because we share newsrooms, or we have adjacent newsrooms. And a lot of the computers in the newsroom are cycling through that blue screen and then restart, and then blue screen and then restart. Or they're stuck on a dreaded blue screen, which I meant to tweet. it's a recovery screen, but it doesn't matter. You try it and it goes nowhere. So right now they don't seem to have any answers, though they're doing a big old group think at 3 a.m. New York time. Bunch more of your tweets coming in the Chicago suburbs on AM 670, The Score, hearing you. He says, my computer system is also down. Solidarity. That's right. Solidarity. Patrick says you're on in Jacksonville. Tech crashes are the worst. Yeah, especially when you don't have any idea what's happening or how to fix it. Michelle, you're coming in loud and clear, listening in Albuquerque, New Mexico on KNML. Well, let's see. Dave's in Boston. Donna is listening in Long Beach, California via 750 The Game in Portland, but that's on her iPhone, so she's listening via an app that connects her to another station. Another one, let's see, listening via the Odyssey app on my phone in Lake Stevens, Washington. And then can hear you live and clear, FM radio. Y'all need a sound guy like me on your staff. Yes. Yes, we do. Thank you so much.
Yes, for you to show up at 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern time.
That's
Hope you're
right.
Ready to rumble.
Laura says in California, San Francisco, the Bay Area, listening to you on KNBR, the Blowtorch. Actually, I just saw this. Okay, this is courtesy of our friend Tim. Are you ready, Colton? Breaking. As in breaking news. Hearing reports of a major Microsoft outage affecting banks, media outlets, and other platforms in several countries. Ruh-roh, you know what that generally means these days? Hackers.
That's what Carl said. He goes, it seems like we're like being hacked.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't be surprised.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
And it wouldn't be the first time, because we got hacked. The company got hacked a few years ago. If you remember, our email was inaccessible for a few days. Okay, it goes on. And this is, again, Scott Budman's Twitter account. He covers tech, business, AI, venture capital, and housing for NBC. Okay, so he is a reporter who covers these types of issues. He says, 20 minutes ago, the outage is really widespread, affecting airlines, airports, banks, media companies, and online platforms in many countries. Wowzers. He says, keep sending your updates. Microsoft and CrowdStrike are his two hashtags. Maybe when we get to a break, I will retweet that, because that seems like it could be something. Maybe you should tell the engineers that it appears as though there are widespread, maybe even global issues with Microsoft. Colton's busy doing something in there. He's trying to stay busy.
Well, I'm trying to make sure everything still gets done back here. I'm trying to podcast. I'm making sure this all is going swell over here, so.
Can you podcast?
Well, I can. I could also act silly and say, oh, no, sorry.
Don't you dare.
So I'm doing my job.
Don't you dare. I don't think you're supposed to be podcasting in the middle of the show, though.
Yeah, we stay busy anyway.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Twitter, on Twix, on, I don't call it by the one letter, I refuse, at A-Law Radio, if you want to let me know where you are and how you're listening. And I will soon have that post up on our Facebook page as well, I promise. Now, see, here's the thing. I have no idea if the phone calls get through, but 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. At some point in the next hour, we'll be able to watch the Open Championship live. But for now, you've just got me and an anxious Colton and maybe a few drops here or there. So we know SEC Media Days were wrapping up on Thursday. And for those of you who caught my conversation with Jenny Carlson, she is longtime Big 12 and Oklahoma college football insider and reporter. She's a great columnist. I worked with her at the beginning of her career, going back to when I was local in Oklahoma. And we asked her, or I asked her, about Greg Sankey and what he said about expansion and about the SEC and how the new schools, Texas and Oklahoma, fit. And he seems like he's as close to he can possibly be to this line without crossing it, right? So he's not saying there will be no expansion in the future. He's not saying that. But he comes close to that line, makes it seem like the SEC is content and happy and wants to move forward with these, sounds funny to say, the core 16. It's like an oxymoron. The core 16. And that they're content. And yet, like I said, he walks up to that line, maybe even toes that line, and won't go over that line and say, but we're not expanding. But we're not looking. But this is not our future. We're staying here. So it kind of leads you in that direction. And yet, he's got to be smarter, of course, and know better than to ever say never. Because in the landscape, the ever-changing landscape of college sports, which very often is spurred by college football, let's be honest, because of the millions and millions of dollars, billions of dollars even, college football tends to be, if you are a football school and a high-profile football school, or even if you're in a high-profile conference and you're not a football school, well then, that's where the majority of the money comes from. And so a lot of your decisions revolve around what's best for football. I'm not saying it's fair to all of the other sports, although they do get a piece of the pie, if you will. They get to share in the pot. When football's a revenue-producing sport, it also raises the level and raises the money that can be spent on the other sports that are non-revenue-producing, like gymnastics, like field hockey. And Title IX plays a role in that, too. Just because the college football team brings in millions and millions of dollars, it doesn't mean that the college football team can keep the millions and millions of dollars. That's where Title IX plays a role. Equal money, equal resources, equal, regardless of whether a sport is revenue producing or not, whether it's men or women. You have to be dedicating the same amount of money and resources to your women's programs and your women's sports as you are to your men's sports. You don't have to like it, but that's the law. So when Greg Sankey talks about expansion, it's almost like he's tiptoeing around it. But he does give us a few parameters. Like, for instance, he's not going to be Nick Saban out there closing deals and looking to actively bring other schools into the fold.
We know who we are. In the Southeastern Conference, we're the one conference at this level where the name still means something. The Southeastern part of the United States, where when we expanded, we actually restored historic rivalries while adding only 100 miles to the longest campus-to-campus trip our student-athletes will experience.
You guys are not going to believe what's happening. I'll tell you in a second here. This is like crazy town. But just to piggyback on what Greg said, they really do want to keep their expansion limited to at least one region of the country. I don't know, though. That, to me, seems like you are stretching the definition of Southeast just a little bit, because Austin, Texas, Oklahoma City, well, Norman, Oklahoma is where OU is. Those are not Southeastern schools. That's not Southeast territory. But if they would expand in the future, well, then he wants to be clear. They don't want, and I think the idea in communicating the distance that is between campuses and bringing that part up is because they don't want a situation like what they've got in the Big Ten, where you've got teams that have to crisscross the country to play in conference. Think about it. USC, Southern California, versus, say, a Penn State. I mean, that's essentially the entire country. And Penn State is not easily accessible. It's in the mountains, Happy Valley. It's not like you're near a huge city. And so you're talking about a conference that really goes coast to coast. Now, that's the Big Ten's philosophy, and they're okay with it. But what Greg Sankey is saying is, honestly, we want to keep this a little more condensed so that our student athletes aren't suffering with these huge long road trips that really interrupt everything. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, does that mean they're still looking for schools inside the Southeast?
We're focused on our 16. I've said before at Media Days, I'm not a recruiter. My job is to make sure we meet the standard of excellence that we have for ourselves on a daily basis. That attracts interest.
I mean, there's a lot of interest, that's for sure. He got that right. All right, Colton, are you ready? It's dire. It's worse than what we thought. Here we go. American Airlines and Delta have asked the FAA for a global ground stop on all flights, according to an alert from the FAA itself. American Airlines and Delta have asked the FAA for a global ground stop on all flights. There's more. There's more. My friend Brett McMurphy, who actually covers college football, says, I'm in Atlanta and there's a nationwide ground stop. All planes in the air have to land, and those scheduled to leave are not allowed to. Holy cannoli. It is 3:15 in the morning Atlanta time. Think about the number of people that are trying to get out of town for the weekend, who are trying to get to whatever business they need to attend to on Fridays. And here we go into a summer weekend, and there's a global ground stop, potentially a nationwide ground stop. Wow.
This is really bad.
Yeah, it
is. We're worried about us not having breaks.
Right. Well, we got to keep the nation company and informed. Okay, here's more. I'm in British Columbia, Canada on Sportsnet 650. Cannot hear your show. No sound at all. I don't think that's our fault, but it could be related to this issue. Jeff says, I'm working at Amazon and all of our systems are not working. So he's working, but their systems are not. Wow.
Sounds like he's not working. Sounds like he's having a great time not working. Nothing's working.
Here's another one from Coach Palmer. Three big airlines have all grounded flights. Seems a worldwide Microsoft cloud issue is causing disruptions. Yeah, the cloud isn't actually supposed to be in the air. That's a misnomer. It's just a metaphor. And yet the cloud is interrupting ground travel. Goodness. Thank you for the information that you're passing along. Now I'm just seeing it based on some of the other accounts that I follow on my social media. But if you've got more info or intel, or if something is affecting your ability to work, some type of computer issue, just know we feel you. Let's hope the water bubbler is working, because I need some water. Do you need some water? Well, water help your anxiety in there, Colton. Have you changed your mind about wanting to work on the show? Silence.
Maybe not.
Silence.
We'll find out. We'll see if we can get home tonight. We'll go from there.
Well, thank God. Wait a minute. You do ride the train under the Hudson River, don't you?
Sure do.
Ruh-roh. Oh, I'm sure it'll be working by then. I'm sure it'll be just fine. Yeah. If not, you could walk the bridges.
Yeah, my whole shift's going to cover my Uber to get home.
It's why people get out of radio, because an entire work shift will pay for one Uber. It's like people who have two adults working in the family just so they can pay for childcare that essentially costs as much as one person is bringing home. Yeah, it's rough. We'll make sure you get home. Don't you have to paint on Friday?
Oh, of course. I'm going right to my other job. Of course.
Oh, no. Well, this could be your excuse. Nationwide outage. Bridges shut down. Can't get home.
Well, I would like to go home to sleep. We put together 3 hours, so we're hoping to get a little bit more than that.
Well, let's see what happens as we move forward. But yes, this is dire. We'll keep you updated as best we can. But you can find me online at A-Law Radio and then also on our Facebook page. I do appreciate that many of you are listening. John says first midnight shift in 5 months. Sounds clear on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Boom. Tom in Huntsville, Alabama is listening on the ump while throwing the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. While throwing it? Oh, while throwing it, because he's delivering papers.
That's right.
I didn't know that still happened in the United States of America. You know what's crazy? We're no longer limited by some of the restrictions that we have when we've got to get to breaks and all that jazz. So I feel a little loosey-goosey. It's like the shackles have come off. I'm free. I can do whatever I want. Kind of. Thanks for hanging out with us. Bob hears us in Pittsburgh. Oh, now Bob hears us in Pittsburgh. I hope you're not traveling this morning. I really do. But we'll keep you company. Again, misery loves company. So we're also having the same technical issues. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
For heaven's sakes, I would say that most Americans, well, forget Americans, most humans within the sound of my voice have accidentally walked into the wrong bathroom more than once. So the thing is, it's fairly common. It's just that now and then it can be relatively embarrassing, depending upon the circumstances. I do believe that story was from Madison Square Garden. And that was why it was embarrassing, is because I was a credentialed member of the media covering, at the time, I think it was a hockey game. And I was not really paying attention. Well, I was paying attention, but the doors looked the same up on the media level. And so I opened up a door thinking that it was the stairwell and instead walked right into the men's restroom. It was Not my finest moment, and probably, like I say, was embarrassing because of the fact that I was a member of the media and made that bonehead move because I wasn't paying close enough attention. All right, so many of you are weighing in, letting us know where and how you're listening. Thank you so much for that, because we're a little bit nervous. It definitely is not just a company technical issue. I've seen the reports now online that a couple of different airlines in the United States have asked for the ground stop, a national ground stop. Another friend of mine who is currently in the airport in Atlanta is saying that they also don't have any flights that are leaving right now. So I'm paying attention. If you've got updates, please send them to me at A-Law Radio, but also on our Facebook page. I just went out and took a walk around the newsroom. Also got a text from a fellow employee who is on his way to work on this Friday morning, and he did say he was listening, so he sent me a text to let me know that he can hear the show, and I warned him, just wait until you get here, because right now, as I walked around the newsroom, half of them are black, half of them have the dreaded blue screen. Colton, anything changed in the double, well, behind the double pane glass?
Thankfully, no.
So you do or do not have access to the computers now?
Thankfully, mine haven't shut off, so we're not going to jinx anything.
Wait, I thought you said one of them was black in there.
Oh, no. The one that usually shows the brakes, yeah, that's still not working right, but we're playing brakes, and they're playing. So
okay, so you can't see it, but it's still working.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Well, I just went in the other room again and tried to recycle and restart, and it's still just doing the blue screen back to the startup page, and then it goes back to the blue screen and then back to the startup page, so it's definitely not loading. It is crazy to think about, though, that Microsoft, an issue with Microsoft Cloud, could ground planes, could cause major outages for media companies all over the country, as well, worldwide, as well as banks. Well, are we a little bit too dependent on Microsoft?
Well, it sounds like it's not just them. I'm looking on Twitter again, or Twix, as you like to call it.
People get so mad
that cybersecurity platform CrowdStrike is down also, which is affecting all of this.
Mm.
So I don't know if Microsoft is partnered with CrowdStrike, which is a big cybersecurity company, but...
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so I'm seeing 911 outages across the United States, disruptions on international airlines.
That's scary.
And as you said before, so... Yeah, it's not great.
My brother, he is a computer nerd, and I say that with all the affection I can possibly muster. I'm so in awe of him and his abilities and the computer languages he speaks. He is actually an expert in security. He's been doing cybersecurity now for a couple of decades, and he was in at the ground level. He does presentations to companies about cybersecurity. He actually has taken all kinds of classes and has practiced hacking so he can understand how they think and how they get in and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so he will be waking up on Friday morning. He works from home in security, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say, because this is going to be right up his alley. I'm sure he'll be geeked out about it, unless, of course, it affects his ability to do his job, and then he may be just as anxious. Well, he's not really an anxious guy. I think Colton's got him beat in that area. Let's see. Chris is listening on his Amazon Echo Dot on Sirius XM. So we know Sirius XM is working. Brian's listening on the Fan 590 in Barrie, Ontario. Mike on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore County. He says, I did notice a commercial or two running and also the show before us talking at the same time. So there, Colton, they had the same issue. Break was running. They didn't know it, so they were talking at the same time. He says, I didn't think much about it until you told us what was going on when you got on the air. Let's see. Toronto coming in loud and clear. Thank you, Elliot. Tim's in Wichita, Kansas, loud and clear on his AM radio. Ooh, Janesville, Wisconsin. Actually, a town in Wisconsin I've never heard of. He says, I tried to log into my Dayforce app and also Trimble Electronic ELD since, 30 minutes ago so I can drive my truck. He says it's currently not working. So weird, the wide-ranging effects, the ripple effects of having a couple of different companies with their technical issues, and it can affect so much. Wow. Well, a lot of you are listening, and I really appreciate that you're letting us know. You can find us on either of our social media sites. They're both working, and we'll get back to a little bit more of football, SEC Media Days. You know, something that I was interested to hear from SEC Media Days at the Omni in Dallas, really for most of the week, is how Kirby Smart would respond to some of the questions. Now, he's got football on his mind, of course. Georgia is considered a national power as we get ready to kick off this 24 season. But one of the major issues for Georgia is that it keeps happening. Current and former players, and you'll know this, of course, the Jalen Carter situation, but he's not the only one. They keep getting caught either driving at extremely high speeds or, what is becoming more common, racing with other vehicles that are also obviously driving extremely high speeds. And I have no idea why it's an epidemic with Georgia players. And it's not to say that there are not athletes at other schools doing the same thing, but Georgia keeps getting popped for it. Georgia players keep getting popped for it. And it blows me away considering what just happened in the Jalen Carter accident. And so now you've got Kirby Smart having to address this about his athletes because it's happened way more than it should with one particular football team and one particular athletic department. So I was interested to see how he would respond, and we'll hear from him coming up. Also, Brian Kelly, adjusting to life without Jaden Daniels. And if you did miss my conversation with Jenny Carlson, who was covering SEC Media Days right on the heels of Big 12 Media Days, with those two conferences, I wouldn't say facelift, but adjusting to changes. Really good intel from her after being in Vegas and then in Dallas again. That's part of our podcast. I did actually post and save the link to the podcast at the top of our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can also get it if you find me on Twix, A-Law Radio. It's there as well. So I know it's easier to bookmark it so that you have it, access to it all the time. Forget the technical difficulties. As we're searching for our next producer here on After Hours, some of the socials falling through the cracks. So I hope that you'll just bookmark it and save it so you can find it on your own. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thank you for making this bearable. I actually find it somewhat amusing that Colton's more stressed out than I am. I'm just going to keep talking until he tells me to stop talking.
I'm all ready to rumble. I'm fine now. It's like, all right, it's playing. Now it's out of my hands. I'm just more concerned about getting home. That's my concern.
Oh, okay. Well, can you wait to get concerned about that until the show is actually over?
Oh, I am. I make sure the show comes first, but I, you know.
What if I help you with your Uber?
I'm hoping that doesn't have to come.
Okay, I'm hoping so too. You'll get home somehow. Somehow it'll happen, even if you have to walk. What is the post office motto? Well, it used to be. I don't think it applies anymore. Neither rain nor sleet nor snow nor blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I don't think that applies to the post office anymore. I go days without getting mail at all. I don't need my husband to be hearing that. That obviously is old. Thank you so much for weighing in on both of our social media sites at A-Law Radio and also on our Facebook page. I mean, many of you are weighing in and saying you can hear loud and clear. And I'm glad that you're also letting us know whether or not you hear commercials, which is kind of funny. But there's many of you that can't hear, or even if you are listening to the show, you're writing us to say that we also have computers down at work. So Michael says it's a nationwide thing because my job computers are down as well. Some of you can't hear us, and I'm sorry about that. Not that you can hear me say I'm sorry about that right now. Oh, never mind. That's like me chasing my tail. A lot of you are reminding us that there's and I don't know if it's happened yet, but that the FAA is petitioned by a couple of airlines to do a nationwide ground stop. So we'll see if we can get the official update on that, whether or not that's accurate now. Some of you are saying on social that's what you're hearing, but you know that sometimes, every now and then, truth is optional on social media, which means I don't want to pass along inaccurate information. So until I see it somewhere online that that's actually been the case, I don't want to start a panic with all the people who might have flights on Friday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Coming up top of the hour, if you have TV, well, why would you want to tune into anything else except the show? I know it's been scintillating for the first couple hours. Our guest is unable to join us because of technical difficulties, so we're sorry about that. We'll have to worry about that next week. I know I did tease him earlier in the week. Hopefully be able to get to him next week. So you just got me and Colton and whatever we can drum up. But at the top of the hour, USA starts its coverage of round two, the Open Championship, barring any Microsoft technical difficulties there. And then we're going to continue on and welcome in a Friday and know that at some point it's going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. We've got our crack team of engineers on some kind of a Zoom call that are working on it. Have you seen them? Because I just walked through the newsroom, Colton, hide nor hair of them. Do you think they're hiding in their engineering department?
Most likely.
Huh. Doesn't seem as though anyone has done anything out there. Maybe nothing can be done.
Yeah, I don't think they know what to do.
It would be the first time. No, I'm not being snarky. No, not at all. All right, so talking a little more, we'll do some Houston Texans next hour. We're talking a little more about SEC Media Days just to kind of wrap things up. Greg Sankey petitioned a ton about whether or not the conference might continue to expand, trying to maybe outpace the Big 12, not Big 12, sorry, Big 10, and become the biggest, the baddest, the most bloated conference in the country. He does call it a nationwide conference now, but at this point, kind of tepid on sharing any information with us. We're on a need-to-know basis, and he doesn't think we need to know what's happening behind the scenes. But still, some of the different headlines to come out of SEC Media Days. Did you see that in T-Town, the field will soon be named after Nick Saban? This obviously isn't a huge surprise. If you think about some of the iconic coaches around the country, Pat Summitt, the court is named after her at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. I'm pretty sure that in Storrs, Connecticut, the floor is named after Gino Auriemma. And so this is something that happens on a fairly regular basis. Jim Boeheim, the court is named after him at the Carrier. Well, it's not the Carrier Dome anymore, but in Syracuse. So now Alabama is going to name its field at Bryant-Denny Stadium after Nick Saban. So it's going to be a really long name. I don't know what students will end up calling it, what locals will end up calling it, but this is a neat way to honor Nick Saban, a way to memorialize his contributions to the university and to the athletic department and certainly to football and the football fans. So they're going to rename it, and they're already planning the ceremony, even though they haven't had the official vote, but they would dedicate that new stadium, or the new stadium name, I should say. They would christen it with the new name. Well, it's not the stadium. Let me make the distinction. It's the field at the stadium. So it would be Nick Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium. How about that? And again, it's a really long name. We'll see what people end up doing and how they end up shortening it. But they are expected to do it on September 7th when South Florida is in town. Even though Nick Saban is not only alive, but is very much a presence there in Tuscaloosa, still on campus. He's got an office there at the stadium. And so it's neat. I like it. It's a living tribute, which means that he can be appreciated and know he's appreciated even before he is gone from Tuscaloosa, which may never be the case. But as long as he's here and he seems like he's got a ton of vitality and energy still, glad that he can be memorialized as a coach, even as he turns his attentions elsewhere. So that's one thing that came out of SEC Media Days on Thursday. Something else, and I mentioned this before the break, I was interested to hear how Kirby Smart would respond to questions about the rash of speeding citations and reckless driving citations and even arrests for so many Georgia Bulldogs. These are the numbers. Georgia's had at least 25 arrests or tickets given for speeding, reckless driving, and racing going back now just a year and a half, to January 15th, 2023. And it blows me away that it's become a major issue among Georgia players when offensive lineman Devin Willock died in a high-speed chase, according to police. There was also a member of the recruiting team, Chandler LaCroix. And police say that these two vehicles were not only racing at high speeds, but were not sober, that alcohol factored into the crash. Of course, Jalen Carter had to answer a lot of questions about that before he got drafted by the Eagles. Five Georgia players known to have been arrested or cited for driving-related issues since early March. You even had one player get jailed. He was charged with DUI that ended up getting dismissed, but still facing reckless driving and guilty to failure. He pled guilty to failure to maintain his lane, all kinds of other issues. That's a problem. And I don't know why, as humans sometimes, when we have the suggestion or when it becomes... Let me see if I can explain it a different way. When it becomes something that gets a lot of attention, even if it's not a great idea, it seems like other people, other human beings tend to try it. And this is an extreme case, but some of the uses of social media, whether it be to bully, whether it be actually in cases of live streaming tragedies or attacks, that type of thing. I don't want to get specific because it gets really morbid really quick, but it's almost like the suggestion. One person does it, and then other people think, okay, you know what? I'll try that. Even though it's reckless and in some cases criminal. Some of these stupid social media trends, like surfing on the top of trains, I mean, people die when they try to do it, and yet they do it anyway. So I don't really understand that. It's like the power of suggestion. That lure is just too strong. And I get that immaturity and youth factors into it, but I would think it would be a cautionary tale and not the other way around. And Kirby Smart says, we're doing what we can to punish guys and discipline guys who cross those lines.
Yeah, I think the number one thing is disappointed. You know, anytime you have a situation like that, you want your kids, your players, to make better decisions. And I always say you can't be outcome related, and I'm very disappointed in the outcomes, but I am very pleased with our process we've put in terms of education, driver safety, requiring defensive driving, education, talking about it, having leaders stand up and talk about it, bringing speakers in and talk about it, suspending players, dismissing players, which we've done. I don't know to this point any coach in college football that suspended a player for a driving citation. We have. And we've also dismissed players based on driving citations. Nobody's done that. So hopefully they get the idea.
I mean, Colton just made the point in my ear that this is a football coach, but he has to deal with this or his football team is going to continue to face arrests, tickets, some cases having to either pay money or maybe even serve jail time. Smart goes on to say that Georgia's searching, that's the word he used, to find the best ways to get the message across to players. And he says the issues have been discussed in meetings 162 times as of Tuesday. I don't know if that's accurate, if that's bloated, but anytime you have to discuss it more than once in the wake of what was a fatal crash that took one of your own players is concerning. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Master outdoor cooking this summer with the Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook, the inspiring and practical new guide from Stephen Ranella, host of the Meat Eater podcast and television show. With over 100 recipes for meat, fish, poultry, and game birds, accompanied by lush photography and easy-to-follow tips, the Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook is the ultimate guide to open-air cooking. Whether you've hunted the ingredients yourself or foraged them from the supermarket, because food just tastes better when it's caught, cooked, and eaten outside. The Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook by Stephen Ranella is available now.
Look around. What do you see? cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.